You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Samantha Bright, Director of Thrive Investment Finance, a boutique finance services company based in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. Samantha, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
And you are most welcome. So, Samantha, you've recently written an ebook titled How to Choose a Mortgage Broker and Insider's Guide. Why did you write this and what was the inspiration?
Well, I really wrote this to share my industry experience, over a decade of industry experience with consumers. They can use my knowledge now to make really good choices about what kind of brokers and finance providers that they use.
And what other information is available about good brokers?
Well, you'd be surprised, actually. I Googled this information and I was just bombarded with ads for banks and interest rates and all sorts of, you know, stuff that didn't pertain to what I was looking for. So it was one of the reasons I wrote the book, because I thought people needed a really good starting point with some really basic information about the industry and what they needed to know.
And who would you say that this ebook is written especially for?
Anyone who has a mortgage or a homeowner, or anyone who wants one, basically. To understand how the mortgage and finance industry works is a great asset for anyone. And that debt, remember, is going to be around for 30 years, so it's a long-term commitment. So having this information before they make their next loan choice will be really a good benefit to them.
Today we are joined briefly by Samantha Bright, Director of Thrive Investment Finance, a boutique finance services company based in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Samantha, how would the information in this guide help me or the listener?
Well, the information provided actually goes through everything from, you know, the kind of qualities you want in the person you're going to be dealing with, because if you think about how many people in your life actually know how much you earn and how much you owe on your credit card, you want to be dealing with someone you trust. So it starts with the qualities that a good mortgage broker should have, and it goes right through to the kind of business, I suppose, metrics or business information they're giving you, and how to qualify what they're telling you, whether it's true, how to go and check up on what they've told you about their business. So it'll help you make decisions based on the information provided and ensure that you're dealing with someone that you can really trust and someone who knows what they're doing and is recognized in the industry for knowing what they're doing.
You certainly make a good point in that regard. Now, let's say that I have a good relationship with my bank and never used a broker. Would I need this information?
Oh, completely, because you can still use the points and the tips in the book. There's tips at the end of every chapter to see how your bank measures up, I should say. Everything in there is the same sort of metrics. You can check on the people you're dealing with and see how they would rank against a broker. And remember, if they don't measure up or if they're not on par, the book will help you find a good broker to replace them with so you can move on.
So it is very clear that this information is certainly valuable without a question. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip in the lines of our conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've alluded to the fact that the book contains some qualities to look for, and there's actually five main ones that I've listed, and I just thought I'd briefly give them today. So the first and foremost is that a good mortgage broker is a great communicator, which also really means a great listener. They can actually understand what your needs are and tailor solutions to meet those. They're industry qualified and recognized, and the book gives you some hints on how to check those qualifications and whether that actually means anything or not. The third point is that a good broker will have social proof, and that basically means they can back up what they're saying. They'll have reviews, they'll have testimonials, and they'll have other customers who'll be willing to vouch for the service that they provide. A really important fact is number four, qualities number four, which is that they have a network of subject matter experts. So, you know, a finance broker covers a wide variety of areas, but we do know what we're licensed for and what we're not. So when we cross those boundaries, we'll have a great accountant that you can talk to. We'll have a good real estate agent. We'll have other people in our network that can help you as well. And the last one is that they offer a wide variety of options. You know, the great thing about the broking industry in Australia is that we have so many choices that people can offer you, and you want to make sure you've got brokers who are utilising the full panel of lenders they have available, and making sure that particularly fits your needs. So they're the five top qualities a mortgage broker should have.
Samantha, certainly appreciate your time today. If you would, before you go, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Thrive Investment Finance and how they can pick up the ebook as well.
Right, yeah, of course. So the web address is thriveinvestmentfinance.com.au. There's a place there where you can register, download the ebook for free, get all that information, and make sure you make the best decision for your next mortgage transaction.
Samantha, all the success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation with an update right here on Enterprise Radio.
Excellent. Thanks for having me, Eric.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. We have been speaking with Samantha Bright, Director of Thrive Investment Finance, a boutique finance services company based in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. And for more information, simply visit thriveinvestmentfinance.com.au. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.